Lesson 52.
Possession and Existence.
Calculator. Stock.
Number 835. Do you have...
Number 836. He has...
Number 837. I own...
Number 838. It belongs to me.
Number 839. It's for me.
Number 840. I don't have with me.
Number 841. We're out of.
Number 842. Here's...
Number 843. There's...
Number 844. There are many people over there.
Hello?
Hi, Bill.
Oh, no, but it's Saturday night.
Yes, I know, but we never see each other these days. The children never see you either. And what about dinner? It's almost ready. I know, that's the way it is. I'm just disappointed. Around 9 o'clock? Well, okay. Wait, why don't you let me type your report? Then you could come home now. No, we don't need any. We have lots of paper at home. Okay, good. See you around 8:15. Bye, dear.
Anyway, you were about to mention the gifts you had to buy.
Yes. What do you think I ought to get for your father?
He has just about everything, doesn't he?
That's the trouble.
Hi, Mama. Hi, Joanna.
I'm glad you're home early. Do you know how to fix the lock on the suitcase? It's stuck.
It probably needs a little oil.
Paolo, I don't know what to get for your father. Do you have any suggestions?
Why don't you get him a pocket calculator?
That's a wonderful idea. I hope that he doesn't already have one.
I doubt it. There, the lock's okay now.
Good, thank you, dear. Where should I look for a calculator?
I know a place where I can get one on sale. I'll pick one up for you tomorrow.
Thank you, dear. You know, when I get home, I'm going to wish I were back here. I wish there were a way for all of us to be in the same city, or at least the same country.